Daddy is going to save you now.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lange J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Today, Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices. This is a real difficult subject to talk about. I'm not, first and foremost, I'm not a person that casts judgment on anybody based on their personal life, their mistakes, their experiences. We've all done some horrible things in our lives. And far be it for me to sit behind a radio desk and pick up a microphone and cast aspersions on people that have made mistakes that I personally have not made in my life. That said, the tape, and I don't get it. One of the fundamentals of this show is I don't spill tea, man. I don't get into people's private life, their business. I generally do not care. I don't care who you voted for. I don't care who you're having sex with. I don't care what you do with your money. There's this wave going around where everybody's telling people, oh, you got to save your money. It used to be flexing. It used to be about copping the new Lambo. Now it's the cool erudite people. We don't buy cars. We don't buy jewelry. We take all of our money and we put it into T-bills. And we put it into mutual funds that draw interest. So if you go out and you buy a Balenciaga sweater or Gucci kicks or something, you're an idiot. And I'm like, I look at that. I'm like, look, man, I don't tell anybody what to do with their bag. You went out and you earned it. You spend it however the hell you want. If you save all your money, you're going to have money when you're 55, 65 to retire. But guess what? You may die. You may not make it to 65. So if you want to take that vacation to Punta Cana, I'm not going to tell you not to do that. And if you go out, you buy the cars and the kicks and the chains, you might not have as much money when you're old. It can't. Or don't have the ability or time to amass that wealth again. That's the risk that we take. But back to how I initially started the segment. I'm not a person that's spilling tea. I'm not in anybody's business. I'm not telling you what to do with your life. But when I saw that tape of Diddy, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Brother Love assaulting Cassie, and I know the tape happened. I know the incident happened in 2016. So that incident happened 8 years ago. But when you see that tape, man, if you haven't seen the tape, that tape is repugnant. And I know that Sean Combs, I know that he apologized. And look, they settled their situation out of court. So from my understanding, there's no criminal element. There's no criminal case. But that's a damning tape. I thought the Ray Rice tape was really bad, but this to me seemed worse. And if you haven't seen it, just basically it looks like from the film, it looks like Cassie's trying to leave the hotel room where she was with Diddy. She's hitting the elevator and she's waiting for the elevator to arrive so she can exit whatever was going on there. Sean Combs runs out. Basically naked with a towel on. And he punches and grabs Cassie by the hair and throws her down on the ground. And then what I thought was the worst thing is that he kicked her twice while she was on the ground. She was no longer a threat to not be controlled by his behavior or whatever they had going on. And he kicked her several times. There's just no excuse for that. My own personal beliefs, I think that only a coward hits a woman. Where I come from, you don't put your hands on women. Unless it's like Layla Ali, because that's a fight. Layla Ali could put her hands on you. But if it's not Ronda Rousey or Layla Ali, you don't put your hands on a woman under any circumstance. I'm not a domestic violence expert, and I don't claim to be a domestic violence expert, and I'm not going to pontificate on that. It's just abuse in relationships. It's traumatic. It's triggering for other people to see this. It's repugnant. It's disgusting. It's unacceptable. It's unequivocally wrong. And it made me sick to my stomach. I'm not going to pass judgment on where Puffy Sean Combs, where he is now. Obviously, he has a whole lot of other stuff going on in his life. And people that are abusive, people that are nefarious, people that are dishonest, people that rob others, people that treat individuals poorly. Rather, it's physical abuse, mental abuse. People that take advantage and look at the world as these are people that I step on their faces to get to the top. People that have that mentality about life, ultimately you're going to get exposed. Seems like everybody's getting exposed. Start off with Cat Williams. This is the year of exposure. You got the Kendrick Drake beef. And that went from trading bars on hey, who's better MC, who has bigger yacht. Now you got Drake. I think you got Drake making songs about, hey, I'm not a molester. That's a bad look, bro. I don't know who on OVO. You gotta have some people in your camp that's just like, yo, this is not a topic that you want to do a 16-bar joint about. Playing the whole "if I was a molester" card, would I have been arrested by now? That's a terrible take for so many reasons that I'm not going to itemize on this broadcast. I hope that Diddy's gotten help since then, and I don't believe that any soul is irredeemable. My personal beliefs as a Christian, I don't believe that any soul is irredeemable. I don't know what's going on in that man's life. I don't know what's going on in that man's heart. But I do think a lot of us owe an apology to Cassie, because in the blogosphere, on the dark web, when she got the payout, I think she got 30 M's. When she got the payout, everybody was saying, oh, well, you know, she's after the money. It's all about the money. It's all about the Benjamins. Ha, 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 ha. Diddy's famous song. For you young people that don't remember the shiny suit era. I think that the apology to Cassie should be as loud as the hate. A lot of people hated on Cassie. Called her gold digger. A lot of people are quick. we're quick to defend Diddy, and you know, these are lies, and when you're filthy, rotten rich, you're a target, all of that stuff. I wasn't one of those people. I was pretty neutral because I don't get into this type of stuff. And why this comes out now when he has all these cases and stuff on him, I don't know. I have a lot of ignorant friends. Well, you know, they're always trying to assassinate the black man's character. Look, man, I'm an African-American man. I can definitely attest to the fact that there is systematic racism. There is institutionalized racism. There's definitely a conspiracy on many, 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 many levels to assassinate and destroy the character of successful African-American men. That exists. This is not one of those situations. When you're engaged in that type of behavior, you're assassinating your own character. This is not the I don't get into secret societies. This is not, quote, the powers that be. They did not cause him to engage in this type of abusive behavior. Like I said, I hope that he's gotten help. I hope that, obviously, the love of Jesus Christ constraineth us. The love, the forgiveness This is someone that can be, anyone can be rehabilitated. There's no irredeemable soul. But this isn't, the Illuminati. This isn't the Bilderbergers that made him do this. You're talking about an individual that obviously has dealt with abusive behavior and obviously has some issues. If you see that tape, that's not the first time that he went upside Cassie's head. Just like I said on Django, when Don Johnson and Leonardo DiCaprio, they're dropping the N-bomb, I was like, yeah, they've said this before. That's not their first rodeo with that word. This was not his first rodeo with abuse. And last but not least, I know that these images are triggering and they're terrible and they're repugnant and they're nauseating. But I also see people going in the other direction. Don't DM me. Don't my friends, family, people, women in my circle. Don't DM me. Don't be mad at Lance J. Don't blame Lance J and all men for the scumbags out there that hit women. For the losers, for the sick sociopaths, the manipulators, the narcissists, the controlling men that beat on women, that want to control women physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Don't bring that smoke to me. I didn't do that. Every man is not responsible for those of us that are abusive. Now, one of my friends brought up, they said that African-American men need to stick up for African-American women on public platforms, which I agree. You're not a simp. You're not a chump. You're not pandering if you stick up for African-American women and stand out against abuse. But don't blame your man. Don't blame the guy in your circle. Don't blame your platonic friend. Don't blame your coworker. We didn't have nothing to do with that. We are not at fault for that. We were just as disgusted as you were watching that video. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
How do you do? 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 How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
James Lewis.
Shout out to all them guys, man. Rasheed Wallace, you know, Katino Mobley, Sean Red Smith, Terrell Stokes, all of those guys. A lot of them are Philadelphia legends when it comes to the basketball.
Right.
But I drop real numbers on them. So what would that make me?
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
Are you J-ing people up? Are you crossing people up?
All of that.
Are you? Or is all of the above?
Yeah, I was similar to Iverson.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
At the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program, we give you a network that includes 95% of doctors in the U.S. referral-free access to specialists, even gym discounts and incentives. All so we can help you get back to feeling your best. See what we can do for you.
Yo, this is your boy Lance J, a.k.a. the Paragon of Sports Talk Excellence, a.k.a. the Heisenberg of Broadcast Radio, a.k.a. the Wolf of Wall Street. Listen to my show, the Lance J Radio Network, now a part of the Howard University Radio Network, HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141, every Friday at 9 a.m.